ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام القلب مصحف البصر.
Amir al-Mu'minin Imam Ali alayhi salam stated, "The heart is the book of the eye."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Dear friends, we find in the historical texts of the Muslims, and we find in the historical texts also of the Shias and the Sunnis, that the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam was truly a universal persona. His persona encompassed all different aspects of life, and he was the manifestation of a complete human being, an insani kamil, a perfect human being, a complete human being. It's interesting, but a lot of the things that we learn from Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, are from his behaviors and his actions, as well as his seerah, his sunnah, and the traditions that we have from him, the sayings that we have from His Eminence Imam Ali alayhi salam. And it's really interesting that even though these statements were said over 1,000 years ago, 1,000 years into the future, we find that these statements are very much applicable to every single one of us in one way or the other. Now, sometimes we, as a human being, are looking for something which is called Adama. So Adama is also one of its forms is Azim, right? We say great, magnanimous, magnificent. It is one of the names of Allah, Azim. And so here Imam Ali says, one who is fond of Azama, one who is fond of magnanimity, one who is fond of magnificence, is one who never goes after sin. It's so beautiful, right? We sometimes think that if we want to be magnificent and we want to have magnanimity and we want to have this trait and this attribute of Azama, that we need to be proud or arrogant, or we need to put down other people or humiliate or oppress other people, you know, or we need to have a lot of money, a lot of wealth, we need to have a great social status, right? Or we need to have a great political power, a great political position. And it is supposedly these things in our frail minds that we consider to be azim, to have this azama, to have this magnificence, this being sublime and great and awesome. But here Imam Ali alayhi salam, he seems to turn the tables on every single one of us. He says that the one who is azim, the one who has azama, the one who has magnificence, is one who does not go after sin. And truly, it is a beautiful statement, and it is a true statement. For the one who does not sin, the one who does not break the commandments of Allah, the one who refrains from the things that Allah has prohibited, the haram things, and likewise the one who goes ahead and does the wajibat, the things that are obligatory, because to not do the things that are obligatory is also considered a sin. And so one who continues to strive in doing the wajibat, in doing the obligatory things, and one who refrains from sin overall, that is truly a person who is magnificent in the eyes of Allah. And so, if you want to be magnificent in the eyes of Allah, and you want to be magnanimous, and you want to have magnanimity, then as Imam Ali alayhi salam says, do not go after sin. A beautiful and profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
وقتی شخصیت امیرالمومنین رو بشناسه در مقابل او خضوع میکند.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
We invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
One of the greatest scholars of our time was Shaheed Murtaza Mutahhiri. He actually has a book known as Sayri Dar Nahju Balagha in Farsi, where he has selected different themes, and then he had studied Nahju Balagha based on the themes that he has selected. The style used by Shaheed Murtaza Mutahhiri was such that it can be used by scholars as well as by the general audience. And so it is something I would recommend, you know, as a commitment you can make with Amir al-Mu'mineen, that at least I will think about studying the Nahj al-Balagha. If the entire book looks very bulky and heavy, maybe go through this book, where you have different themes, select the one which is of your interest, and then get closer to the ideas and the values of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. Recently, another scholar from the West, Dr. Raza Shah Kazemi, came up with a book entitled as Justice and Remembrance, where he talks about two themes from Amir al-Mu'mineen, focusing on Nahj al-Balagha, on the issue of justice and the issue of remembrance, means zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the issue of, you know, righteousness. Of course, this is more a serious work. So those who are interested in serious reading, that book also would be a good source to study about the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen on these three themes, the issue of adl and justice and the issue of taqwa and righteousness and zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us go to Ali. The second khutbah in Nahj al-Balagha is a long khutbah, but there is one part towards the end where Ali talks about the status of Ahlul Bayt. And of course, he is the head of Ahlul Bayt. They are the Ahlul Bayt of Rasul. And the way he talks about it is very important, because unfortunately we hear time and again that, oh, Shias are ghali, they exaggerate the position of Ali and Ali Ali. Well, this is not a marja, this is not an alim, this is not a khatib, this is Ali himself. You know, the way he talks about Ahlul Bayt, let me briefly, you know, present that here. He begins by saying, hum mawdu'u sirrihi ولجوا امره وعيبه علمه ومعلل حكمه وكهوف كتبه وجبال دينه. He says Ahlul Bayt, the Ali Muhammad, they are the trustees of the secrets of Rasulullah. You know, the word secretary technically means the assistant who keeps your, you know, confidential documents. And so here, Ali is saying, as far as the confidential documents and issues of Rasulullah, we Ahlul Bayt are the trustee of that. Shelter of his affairs, containers of his knowledge, refuge for his commands, caves for his books, and mountains of his religion. What does he mean by all this? مَوْضِعِ السِّرِّهِ. If you really want to know what was the true perspective of Rasulullah on any issue, don't go here and there. Go to Ahlul Bayt.
Mm-hmm.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.